Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
from one of the guitar greats on the jazz scene today, we begin with Mike Moreno with a cut off his latest 2015 album called Lotus. That was the tune Hypnotic. These days he lives in New York City, but his journey to jazz began in Houston, Texas, and more specifically when he began studying music formally at the Houston High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. This is an institution that has produced some solid alumni talent, like Jason Moran, Robert Glasper, Eric Harlan, Kendrick Scott, and even Beyonce came out of the school. He ended up moving on to New York City with a scholarship to attend the New School University and immediately jumped into a very busy New York jazz scene, catching the eyes of cats like Greg Osby and Kenny Garrett. Over the years, he's gigged with the Joshua Redman Elastic Band, Liz Wright Band, Nicholas Payton Quartet, Stephon Harris Sonic Creed, Will Vinson, and many other cats. He is always busy in the live venues and continues to release critically acclaimed records. And he has established himself as one of the leading voices in jazz guitar around the jazz world and playing all over the globe. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I spoke with Mike about many things, but really wanted to know about the sound that he produces in his music.
I mean, I hope it's what I like to listen to and what I like to, you know, strive for is just kind of, you know, a strong foot in the tradition of where the music came from, but not, you know, feeling like I have to be in any kind of box, so to speak, of, you know, having to play bebop with the right sound or the right feeling. I try to play the way I play. That comes from all my influences. The first thing I want to be is melodic. And I don't want it to go over people's heads, you know, and that's never been anything I've enjoyed listening to.
And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that digs the jazz guitar with cats like Matt Harper and Brian Baguette taking care of the honors. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, with fingers full of much jazz to give over this coming hour together. From one of the great jazz trumpeters of all time, Mr. Freddie Hubbard, we travel next to on this journey together. Here he is in 1962 with the tune Filet Mignon off the LP Here to Stay, and that's the truth, Ruth.
Hi, this is Mike Moreno, jazz guitarist from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was Danish tenor saxophonist and bandleader Carsten Meinert with his tune To You, Suzanne off his 1968 album To You. That was remastered in 2015, and it's an album that any jazz lover should try to pick up. This cat was educated at the Royal Danish Academy of Music and went on to play with a number of Danish and foreign jazz and beat musicians, including the group CM Music Train, Skunk Funk, and countless others inspired by the mighty John Coltrane. He was also the co-founder of the record label Spectator Records. From the serious piano chops of Horace Parlin, we give you Monday Morning Blues, not literally, off the 1984 CD, Glad I Found You. And we are next on Neon Jazz.
Hubert Laws, And I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter, composer, arranger, band leader, and instructor Ian Carey with his quartet in tow with the 2010 tune Shakin' Joe off the CD called Contextualizin'. Right out of Binghamton, New York, he grew up with plenty of music and art in the household. His first musical outlet was singing in the church choir, and it was this exposure to a brass quintet that turned his eye to the trumpet, and from there, as they say, the rest is history. From the cool Kansas City jazz pianist and veteran Roger Wilder, we move into the 2013 song Pelican off his CD called Stretch. But before that, I caught him live with his quintet in January of 2016 at the Blue Room off Historic 18 and Vine in KC. And here's a cascade of sound from that evening.
Thank you. Hey, this is Matt Hopper, jazz guitarist here in Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you. that stocking on the floor. Certainly you can't be thinking of what is your sneakers sneaking out that garden door. Who's that sitting in my chair? Well, who's there? Well, who's there? What's that cooking on the stove? You regret your passing fancy if you think the grass is grassy on the other side. Take this, you made a mess of me and you're so much you're waiting for. Seems like there's only liquor on the block. It's a grask this writing. Hot that honey in the pot. Come on, hock that apple that you core. Straighten up, the game is over. You regained yourself composure, nothing left to hide. Problem with the dalliance is guilty feet. I've got no chances left to compromise. Certainly you can't be thinking no one is just taking sneak and get that message.
That was jazz singer Lauren Kinhan with the 2014 song Bear Walk, featuring the great Randy Brecker and Will Lee off the CD Circle in a Square. So when the legendary Phil Ramone discovered and signed Lauren at a Bitter End performance in New York City in 97, people began to take notice of her fiercely creative voice and that original music. With influences steeped in jazz, followed closely by her love of the great singer-songwriters, she has morphed a style that borrows from both disciplines, while moving the original song forward in her very own style. Since 92, she has been a member of the internationally acclaimed New York Voices and has literally traveled the globe. From the jazz outfit simply known as M2/5, here's the 2002 tune, Dark Moon Mood.
Thank you. Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was jazz cat Jack Purvis with his orchestra in tow with the tune Dismal Dan from another Pride and Joy out of Philly. Here's legendary sax cat Stan Getz with the tune Diaper Pen off the CD called Classics 1946-49 as we roll on yet dial down this hour of neon jazz together, baby.
Thank you.
Again, holding things together out of Philly, that was saxophonist Stan Getz with the tune Diaper Pen. And we found the perfect cat to perform the swan song on this hour of jazz together. Canadian jazz pianist, composer, and the very prolific Maharaja of the keyboard, Oscar Peterson, with his trio in tow. This is the tune Hogtown Blues off the 1965 LP Canadiana Sweet. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the Maharaja of the radio mix, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
In a house, man.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. And thanks for listening. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.